Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
O'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show. Live from the Holt Chevrolet Studios with two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Coming up at 3 o'clock, this whole Tony Romo thing, man, people are just looking for a reason to be upset. But joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, you see him breaking down your Milwaukee Bucks on Fox Sports Wisconsin, former Marquette hoop star himself, Tony Smith. Tony, how you doing this afternoon, sir?
What's up, man? I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How did you feel about the matchup when it was made official last night between the Bucks and the Raptors?
Well, I don't have to play, so I don't feel any kind of way. I feel good over here. I'm excited to watch some hoops, man.
How do you feel about the Bucks' chances, I guess is what I was getting to, Tony?
Oh, that way. Okay.
Yes, yeah, that's what I meant.
Man, I tell you what, any lower seed team in either conference, man, is going to have a tough time. You're going to have to play your best basketball. And, you know, for the Bucks, it was just as recent as March. They're playing really, really well. So if they can find that form, they got a shot, no question.
Tony, when you talk about the backcourt for the Toronto Raptors with Lowry and DeRozan, is that the biggest mismatch going into this series for the Bucks defense?
I think that's the biggest challenge for the Bucks, no question about that. Lowry and DeRozan, one of the better backcourts in the NBA, and there are a lot of them. But they're right up there with the most prolific. I mean, just so dangerous. They can do a lot of different things with, you know, two different types of games they play. Lowry, you know, he's tough in that pick and roll, can get to the rim, can shoot the three. And DeRozan, you know, he plays in between that. You know, he plays in the mid-range game. So they're both very, very tough. That was a tough team at home. Yeah, like I say, it's gonna be a challenge, but you know, this is the fun part. This is what you play for.
Tony, how much does experience matter when you're on a team like the Bucks? A lot of guys don't have a lot of experience, but you got somebody like Dellavedova who just won a championship. How much can the players lean on him to play in big games like the ones that's coming up?
Well, I think they can lean on him a lot. Experience. I mean, obviously, it helps to have maybe someone next to you was there, but nothing is like actually being there yourself and having that experience. So I know they're going to lean on the guys who have been in the playoffs before to try to get some sense of, okay, you know, we got to be calm, but we still have to have that level of play that's higher than we've ever played. So it's kind of a fine line there. But, you know, they're going to have to lean on the guys who've been there before and seen it and done it.
Yeah, shot making is always in the playoffs. And you've seen, like, the weakness of the Bucks sometime would be defending the three and shooting the three. Is this something that has to – would that be a big deal? And since you play teams, you know, a few more times, the first game plan, you know, you can kind of just feel the teams out. But when you've played, you know, played them before, do you even take any of that into the playoffs?
No question. I mean, teams typically at least they try not to change too much. You know, I mean, you got to do what got you there in the first place. You know, as far as Toronto's concerned, they shoot a lot of threes. They're a 3-point shooting team because they have people who can knock down that shot. Mm-hmm. And you know, they hurt the Bucks in the regular season series. You know, they won that series 3-1, and you know, if you look at the games that the Toronto won, they made a lot of 3-point shots. That's just what it is. It's what they do, because Lowry and DeRozan create so many mismatches and get so many double teams that they get the kickouts. So that's going to be definitely a key in this series. But for the Bucks, they're not really a 3-point shooting team. We know that. We know that they are, you know, they've been top 1, 2, or 3 in the league, I think, all year long, points in the paint. So that's where they have to live, and that's what they have to rely on. Now, we've also seen a couple of games where they got hot from three. They also have some guys who can knock it down and get hot. So they're gonna have to still try to stay within character and do what they do best. But I mean, the playoffs are different, man. You need everything, so they're gonna have to do a little bit of both.
Talking with Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst Tony Smith here on The Fan on The Big Show. What about Valanciunas inside? How do they combat him inside? Because that's more of a physical center, and the Bucks from time to time have struggled against guys like that.
Yeah, he's a big body, and you know, he gets a lot of people's problems just moving his weight around. He's fairly athletic and fairly active. Not a huge scorer on post ups. I think they'll be fine, and that way, I think the rebounding aspect and getting second chance opportunities for Toronto will be maybe the main challenge for the Bucks and Valanciunas. And you know, the Bucks aren't bulky. You look at who they have down on the front line down there. It's not a bunch of beefy guys, and I think that's the issue with Valanciunas. He just outweighs everybody, so it's easy for him to push you around. So they have to, you know, maybe just have those guys focus on boxing out and let those guards come back and collect the rebounds, kind of like Oklahoma City does. They don't worry about getting the rebound. Those big guys, they just box their guys out and let Westbrook come in and clean those up.
Is this going to have to be Giannis's sort of coming out party on the national stage and really blow people out of the water for the Bucks to have a chance in this series, Tony?
Yep, I think he's going to have a phenomenal series. There's no doubt about that. I think he's already came out. I think people kind of woke up to Giannis during the All-Star game, and they see what he can do. But I think this is another level doing it in the playoffs. You know, All-Star game, no one's playing D. This is a different scenario, so it's another level of coming out for Giannis. There's no question he can really elevate his status in the league by having a phenomenal series. And even greater if he gets his team a victory.
Yeah, Tony, what team in the East can really give Cleveland a problem? For some reason, Boston, people are not really picking them, more so about Washington, I'm not real sure. But what team you think can take them to the finals so it's not as easy for them before they move into, you know, playing against the West?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's like Cleveland and then everybody else.
Right.
Like you say, Boston, even though, you know, they're scratching and sniffing at the number one spot back and forth, especially Cleveland's been playing bad lately. But, I mean, the consensus in the field around with everyone is that, you know, you probably maybe – I think there's three teams in the NBA, period. Maybe Cleveland, San Antonio, Golden State, who really don't have to play their best in this first round. They can get past the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, I think you have to play your best. But as far as, you know, challenging Cleveland, right now I would say the hottest team in the East, it has to be Atlanta. I mean, they're playing lights out right now. So, I mean, how long can they carry that out? Can they carry that until they would meet, you know, Cleveland in the conference final? I don't know. You know, you never know how that's all going to play out, but you know, Cleveland is definitely the class. I mean, they're defending champs. You got to throw in the champ to take anything away from them.
Do you think there's a real problem in Cleveland, or is it just a matter of LeBron, Kyrie, and the guys flipping the switch for the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, and that's always a dangerous thing. I mean, even when I was on our Laker team that went to the finals, you know, that's something that we always talked about. Hey, we cannot flip a switch. It's just not that easy, and that's with even with great teams. Because it's just not that easy to do. I mean, great players individually might be able to do it, but you're talking about an entire team that needs to flip a switch. Some guys can't afford to get in a lackadaisical mode. LeBron, he probably can. You know, Kyrie, maybe he probably can. But everybody else, I don't think they can. So that's where teams run into problems if everybody's not focused and everybody's not ready to and dial in to play at their best.
That's Tony Smith. Catch him on the call tonight when the Bucks close out the regular season as the Bucks analyst over there on Fox Sports Wisconsin, and follow him on Twitter at AnalystTSmith34. We got to get you that blue check mark, Tony. What's the holdup on the blue check mark on Twitter, man? What's going on?
I'm waiting. I don't know what's going on. I should have it right now. I'm checking. I'm going to call him in. Why don't you guys give him a call for me, too? Maybe they'll listen to you.
Yeah, well, we actually got some pull.
Just send out a few like weirdo tweets and you'll get it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how you do it. 3-4 in the morning. Them drunk tweets. Oh well, we gotta verify him.
Yeah, he's used to that.
I'm telling you, Tony.
Well, don't take Leroy's advice. We'll put in a word for you though, Tony, and see if we can get it done.
I'll tag Leroy on that. Maybe it'll work.
There you go.
All right, you
I'll
do that.
All my fans will follow you, and you will be verified.
Thanks, Tony. We appreciate it.
All right, fellas.
Take care, buddy.
And Tony Smith joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. When you're ready to get into or back into the housing market, look no further than Great Midwest Bank. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to take the next step towards your new home. And maybe you're in between homes. There's some time between the moving out date and the moving in date. That's what happened to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. He has a nice little spot for you.
I did. Stay there for a week with the family. Hilton Garden Inn Park Place Hotel. It is the place where you should go and where you should tell your friends and family to go as well when they come into town. That's what I do, and you should too. Also, a great place for a business meeting or host your next event. Banquet facilities, very cool. And then in the summertime, they put up like this. It looks like a tent top, kind of. It's very long, and they put on like a basketball floor on the bottom, and it's just gorgeous. I just can't imagine the pictures that you would take for weddings and stuff like that in there once it gets warmer outside. Stop into Allgauer's in the Park restaurant, too, when you're visiting the Hilton Garden Inn Park Place Hotel or staying there. It's a top-notch restaurant to go along with it. Happy hour Monday through Friday. $3 domestic bottles and glasses of house wine from 3 to 4. Price goes up $1 each hour until 6 o'clock. Thursday night, $7 for a burger, bottle of domestic beer, and a side item. And do not forget, Northern Pines Bar is a preferred new Glarus beer bar. So all your favorite beers on tap over there at Northern Pines. And they're now taking reservations for their massive Easter Sunday brunch. And it is everything you could possibly imagine. Plus, they have a special kids buffet. They have a never-ending dessert buffet. They got the traditional ham, obviously. All your favorites. A waffle station, an omelet station, you name it, they got it. Get your reservations in today for their Easter Sunday brunch, obviously coming up this Sunday. The Hilton Garden Inn Park Place Hotel. Minutes from Menominee Falls near the Twin Towers and Auto Mall. Book your room or try out their restaurant bar today. Is Easter a holiday where family come in from other parts of the country, or is that just thanks, or is that just Christmas?
That's probably Thanksgiving and Christmas
where people come in to be the holiday. Is Easter not as much of a family holiday as extended family? I mean,
right? I don't think so. I don't. My family's not like all like most families. I don't know.
Orlowski, what do you say to that? Hey, Jeff.
Jeff Orlowski.
Jeff. There he is. There you go. Thanks for paying attention to the show, producer. Hey, Easter, is that a big extended family holiday for you, or is that more Christmas or Thanksgiving?
My wife is actively trying to make Easter important around my house. I don't care, but I don't care about
now, no, I'm not talking in your house with you and your kids. I'm talking extended family where, you know, the relatives come over to somebody's house. There's a big spread put out like you would do for Christmas. Is that Easter for you or no?
It's 50-50. This year, no. Last year, yes. We had 20 people over.
I wonder how that is in most other families. Like, for us, we go over by her parents' house, and like I was talking about I think it was on the air the other day, where we do like this Easter egg hunt around the house for everybody, which is a lot of fun, and it's a tradition they've done forever, and I got to be a part of it, and I look forward to it every year now. But I just wondered how it was for other families, because listening to Rami, it sounds like he'd rather just stay home on his couch on Easter.
Well.
So, but everybody's different. So that's why I was wondering.
I'd rather stay home on my couch on most any day.
Because when we're talking about Hilton Garden Inn Park Place, if it's a popular holiday where people fly in from everywhere, then obviously this
that's the place to stay.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's why I bring it up.
We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, are people really upset about this Tony Romo Mavericks thing? How? Why? It's the Wendy's Big Show. We're in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. We'll be right back.
We're here to celebrate and honor my good friend Tony Romo. Yes. Thanks for everything you've done for Dallas. And you're representing us great. We're all proud of you. So thank you very much. Go Tony Romo.
I don't feel like I deserve anything like this. I feel like this whole week has been, you know, emotional in the sense of just the outpouring of support and people who have appreciated you and loved you. And, you know, I can't say enough. It's really an honor just to be able to do this.
That was Dirk Nowitzki, followed by Tony Romo, who suited up for the Dallas Mavericks as an honorary member last night in their home finale. This is the Wendy's Big Show. We're in the Holtz Chevrolet studio. Speaking of which, who would you like to see suit up with the Bucks? Be an honorary Buck for a day? Let us know at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag Buck for a day. It can be anybody. Oh, athlete, politician, actor, actress, celebrity of any kind. Somebody already nominated Sparky. It was Van Burf on Twitter.
Are they going to throw him up?
Says it has to be Sparky, especially if we are discussing people at the station. But
can be anybody.
Well, they got size 3T in uniforms.
But Sparky wouldn't want to do it. If Sparky's reaction to the Tony Romo news means anything, how are people really upset over Tony Romo suiting up for the Milwaukee Bucks? Because watching TV this morning, it seemed like it. And why? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Stephen A. Smith was screaming racism about this morning. Shannon Sharp, I don't watch that show, but I saw some headlines that he was upset. How can you be upset about Tony Romo suiting up for a day for the Dallas Mavericks? 799-1250.
That that Shannon Sharp Skip Bayless show.
Yeah.
There was a tweet yesterday with ratings going on. Dude, the Disney Channel is beating him by like 800,000.
Oh, that was Richard Deitch.
Oh my God.
He puts out something every day that beat them in the ratings.
How embarrassing.
Just go to his timeline. Disney it's
Channel's,
hilarious.
Disney Channel's all right.
The Lion Guard, I think, had like 900,000 viewers, and Skip and Shannon had like 100,000 viewers. Whoops. That's not good for business. Look, from a fan standpoint, yeah, sure, it's fun, right? From a PR standpoint for the team, they normally have like 7 or 8 reporters at a Mavericks practice. They had like 53 or 60 or something like that. It was over 50 yesterday at their Mavericks practice. They had a press conference with this dude. And even Romo said, this is a little too much. I mean, we don't need to be doing all this. So they have that. He gets to shoot around with the team. He sits in the team meeting. He gets introduced with the starters before the game. He sits on the bench. He does the pregame warm-ups and everything with the team like they would normally do. Cuban wanted him to play in the game, and the commissioner of the NBA said, no, can do. You are not playing him in the game. That's not happening. I don't care if you sign him to a contract or not.
He can play basketball now.
Yeah, he can. He was a real good high school basketball player. But, I mean, that was a long time ago. I mean, he's...
A bad back now.
So either way, so now he wanted to play him. I mean, that really would have taken the circus to a whole new level if they let Romo go out there and play in this basketball
game. I'd have been okay with it.
So my thing is this, and I mean, Blake Bro Sports, obviously, Gary and Leroy Hefts, you all can tell me, be my signing board, and tell me if I'm overreacting. You're a player. You've busted your butt, elementary school, middle school, high school, college ball, pro ball. Maybe if you're in baseball, you've had to go through the entire minor league system in order to get all the way up to the pro ball. So you've dedicated your life to doing all of this. And now, during the regular season, now this isn't Garth Brooks in spring training when literally nobody cares or is playing. That's one thing.
Taking some hacks.
Right. This year, I mean, I know Dallas is out of it. They're not playing for anything. I get all the stuff that goes with it. Mm-hmm. I just think if I'm a professional basketball player and now we got some dude that's retired from the football team in the state coming over doing all this stuff, I mean, I don't know. Aren't you insulted a little bit or taken aback or kind of think like they're treating your team like a circus or a mockery? I just think as a player, I would be upset. As a fan, it's great, right? As the organization, it's great. I just don't know as a player if I would be too excited about this whole thing or get down with the whole thing, because this has a chance to open up a can of worms around the National Basketball Association for other teams to do similar type things with their teams.
Uh-oh.
So, Gary, from a player standpoint, you tell me.
Well,
because I don't know.
From my standpoint, and to me, football is a little different, very physical. And so you would have to have, let's say, like maybe it's Ryan Braun or let's say Giannis.
Say it's Aguilar. Ricky Weeks.
No, give me like maybe Ben Sheets. Okay, he was pretty popular, Ben right?
Sure.
Molitor or
right.
Yount.
Yeah, okay. Yep, those guys.
One of those guys.
Sure. Jeff
come
Jenkins.
To Green Bay, suiting up
Jeff Jenkins
for a week or whatever and
Corey
come
Hart.
To practice. And
love Corey Hart.
Or say from the Bucks, it's Sidney Moncrief. Or
but again, now remember, this isn't training camp. This is like
no,
week 17.
This is regular season.
It's like
now.
Week 17.
This is the last game of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have a problem with it. I'm out there to do my job. It's a circus. I mean, you're creating a circus atmosphere around guys who take their job seriously. And for Leroy, they were always in the playoffs, so I don't think it would ever work for them. I mean, there's no way Mike Holmgren would bring somebody in and they're getting ready to go to the playoffs the following week. That's not going to happen. Even for us, we were never in the playoffs, but, I mean, still, in that last week, I'm not looking to bring Paul Molitor or Ray Allen or any of those guys to practice with us for a week. I think it's an embarrassment. I think you're belittling the players a little bit in what they do and what they are all about. And maybe people think that it's funny. Maybe people think that it's great. Maybe people think that, what's the owner's name?
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban's doing this great thing. He's a nice guy, and we're going to send Romo out on the right. Just for me, you're Tony Romo. They already gave you Phil Simms' job. I don't know if you need much more, bro.
What more do you want?
They know who you are. I mean, they did this to give him more. Well, you can look at it one of two ways. One, if you're a player, you can say, well, Mark Cuban is trying to sell tickets, right?
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
If you're a player,
they got national exposure.
Well, if you're a player that's a little salty, you're saying, oh, Mark Cuban's trying to make more money off this. He's trying to gain more exposure. We're not really worried about trying to win this last game. We're more worried about doing something for Tony Romo. And that may be nice. But from my standpoint, dude, this is my craft. This is my job. This is what I do. Maybe if you brought him to the game, Stevie, and you did something at halftime and brought him out.
Fine.
Have at it.
Give him an honorary jersey with his name on
it.
Whatever.
But to have him come out and do all this, this stuff, I'm not on board with that.
That's Gary's take. Leroy?
I don't know. Well, we gotta wait for Leroy.
We gotta go to a break.
Yeah. And then stay get Leroy's take.
Ladies and gentlemen, please don't leave.
Yeah.
Gee, it's not like they put him on the bench for the championship and
you're gonna get yelled at
and they gave him a ring. You know what I mean? I am, man. I'm leading into something. It's not like he sat on the bench during the finals. Yeah. And they gave him a ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, he can get a ring. He can get a watch. My Movado watch will be coming soon.
Maybe he'll know how to turn off the alarm on it.
Yeah, I know. My G-Shock watch.
Gary had to set
my
watch.
Do not know how to turn the alarm off on
me neither, man. Yeah. I got the same thing.
And I never think about resetting or doing it. Just kind of one of those things.
You could just take it over the jewelry center.
Yeah, you could.
And have Dean Murray look at it.
He's got people.
He set mine up and knows daylight savings.
Yeah, he can do that. go check my good friends out at the jewelry center located on 76 Lake and Layton Plaza. New location, Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. Right there on the second floor. Guys, saying this right now. If you're going anywhere else and you're buying a piece of jewelry, you're paying too much money. I'm just going to be straight up honest with you. Give my good friends Dean Murray at the jewelry center, give them a shot to earn your business because that's what they want to do. And if they don't have what you're looking for, Dean can get it, bring it in. Diamonds, watches, rings, you name it, they got it. You're looking for the right price. It's the jewelry center, 76 in Layton Plaza, new location, Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and the Tri-City National Bank building right there on the second floor.
Do people really have a problem with this Tony Romo thing? 799-1250. Gary and Sparky apparently do. We'll hear what Leroy thinks and you right after this on the Wendy's Big Show in the Holtz Chevrolet Studio.
Pretty sure I cannot go play 10 or 15 minutes. I'm pretty sure if I did, I'd probably wake up tomorrow feeling a little sore. So, we don't like that at my age for sure.
That's former Cowboys quarterback, now CBS announcer Tony Romo, ahead of his suiting up for the Dallas Mavericks yesterday. This is the Wendy's Big Show. We're in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios and asking, do you have a problem with this? Do you understand why people have a problem with this? Sparky and Gary do. 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. And also let us know on Twitter who you'd like to see suit up for the Bucks for a day at 1057fmthefan with the hashtag #BuckForADay. Leroy, do you understand this this backlash against Tony Romo suiting up for the Mavericks?
I really don't. I think it's silly. I think it's fantastic marketing. I'm never going to be threatened by my job because I'm an expert at it. Just a dream for a day for anybody. I think it would be awesome if a Brewer or a Bucks player came up and put on a actual Packer uniform for a day. Fans would love it. It's cross promotion. I absolutely love marketing like this. It's brilliant. And for the most part, I just like the way that now that Cuban is doing that Sharks thing, he's into all this kind of stuff. And I think it's something new. And I would love to see it continue. If a guy of your state to put in that much with the Cowboys and a team that's right in his state gets a chance to have a Tony Romo night, I think it's fantastic. Now, I know they wasn't going to let him get in the game, but I wouldn't have a problem with him getting in the game. But I'm the kind of parent and kind of guy that likes to see when colleges have kids out there and you give it to a kid and let him score. I've seen people have problems with that. I've seen, people have problems when, it was an autistic kid wants to score a touchdown. He's never going to feel that anymore. I know it's kind of mixing in things, but I like that kind of stuff. I absolutely love it. So if I'm a part of the Mavericks, if I'm an NBA player, I'm not going to think Tony Romo's going to take my job, and I know he's not going to experience my job. I just think it's a great way to cross-promote and to really piggyback off of what's been the hot topic is Tony Romo, you know, like Gary said, getting a job at CBS, the number one spot, and being able to say, man, how much you appreciate him as a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. You remember I told you guys that we were saying, was he underrated, overrated? And remember I told you, it's not his fault? It's not. People are doing this stuff. So you don't fault Tony Romo. So to answer the question, I don't have a problem with it at all. And if I was from the Metroplex or anywhere around that time, I'm watching it. I'm, you know, clapping. I'm excited. I'm wearing my Romo jersey. Now I got to wear a Romo Mavericks jersey and, like, you know, mend it together some kind of way. I just think it's fantastic. And I think it's brilliant marketing.
If the Bucks offered it up to you, would you do it?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Why not?
What? I'm not getting in the game. But if I can go in there for one day, because all players wish they could play other sports, like all rappers wish they can be football
actors.
Players or actors.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, because with your decorated high school career, I would think you're
yes,
probably
right.
better than Romo.
You tell him, Steve.
Yeah.
All think. Conference
Romo
basketball.
Was pretty good, wasn't he?
Yes.
Romo. In high school?
Yeah,
he was
runner-up player of the year behind Butler.
If they had the Olympics here in
Wisconsin.
Yeah,
it was like 24 a game, I think.
And I was a track player or whatever, and I played basketball, and they wanted me to come out and just, like, warm up with the track team, and I'm a basketball player, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I just think that kind of cross-promotion thing. But I wouldn't be threatened by my job, by them doing it, just for one day. I'd be able to get in pictures with him and putting it on my Instagram and just trying to make it fun. It's supposed to be fun. And I didn't think you'd take this kind of stuff seriously to where people would be bothered by
and
it.
And Gary,
so hold on one second.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm a follow-up.
Yeah.
If this was November and they did this, would it be more of an issue with you versus the end of the season when the game didn't mean anything?
It wouldn't be an issue with me, no way.
No matter when it is.
Nope.
So if they did this every Saturday home game throughout the season, you'd be fine?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with it at all.
Okay. I think this is going to go. If the NBA doesn't have an issue with it, teams are going to take advantage of this because it's
what's the advantage, really?
Well, it's going to sell tickets because what's going to happen is the Packers can get Aaron Rodgers down here to put him in a uniform and do all this. People are going to come see Aaron Rodgers in a Bucks uniform. Done.
What does she do it?
If the Bucks can get Leroy Butler in a Bucks uniform, people are going to go see Leroy Butler in a Bucks uniform.
Yes,
or Gilbert Brown or any of these guys. They're going to do it.
Yeah, the problem is, though.
There's no question.
As soon as the guy retires.
Yeah, they're not letting.
Right, when they, well, maybe not Rodgers, he's active.
Yeah, they're not letting the active player do it.
As soon as Rodgers.
But it doesn't have to be players, though, guys. I mean, that's just
Well, no, you just said players. I'm just saying. It could be movie stars.
It could be Rihanna.
For athletes.
Hey.
For athletes, they're not letting
anyone. Wherever you're putting Rihanna.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean, just think about it from that perspective.
If they had put Brett Favre in a number 4 Bucks jersey, brilliant. It'd be full. People all outside everywhere. Because
sure
you're bringing in NFL, NBA. It'll be and then you could have got Brett at midcourt to thank everybody in the state of Wisconsin.
And I guarantee you.
Oh, I would love that.
The Bucks are listening and have had conversations about
this. As soon as Aaron Rodgers retires, they should have him up there.
They are looking at to see what Silver does now with this. Yeah. And if Silver doesn't do anything and Silver says this is acceptable behavior, every team in the league is going to do stuff.
So, Rami, you were going to ask me a question.
No, I was just going to make a point to what you said, that you're working on your craft, and they're going to bring this quote-unquote joker in here to suit up and sit on the end of the bench with me.
Yeah.
They brought him in because the Mavericks weren't very good at their craft. They wouldn't have done this if this game meant anything. So you weren't working on your craft hard enough, dude, because you kind of sucked.
Why are you antagonizing him now?
I'm not saying Gary specifically.
I'm just saying.
If you were a Mavericks player and you were rubbed wrong, this rubbed you the wrong way because you take your job so seriously, and this guy's making a joke out of it. You made a joke out of it to begin with because you sucked for 81 games.
See, Steve, the questions you asked me were.
It's not.
I don't know,
it's not. And it's not that. I don't think it's on the players, Rami. And in some cases, you know this because you're a smart guy.
Not really.
In some, you said it yesterday. In some cases, management and ownership have put a bad product on the floor, and they can't get out. They can't get out of their way.
You're that bad product.
Yeah, and that happens. You pick bad players, which is fine. That
okay,
happens.
So what do you got to be upset about?
So,
be better.
Well, no, but if I'm trying, I mean, guys. Sometimes guys try hard. They're just not good.
All right.
We're not saying these guys are not trying hard. Sometimes guys are try hard. They're just not good.
I'm not saying nobody's trying hard. Yeah. I'm just saying you weren't very good.
Right.
And that's why they brought Tony Romo in, because you weren't good and you weren't selling tickets.
Yeah, I'm just saying, to me, I'm not looking at him as him taking my job. I'm looking at it as I'm trying to be serious at my craft and doing it, and here's his sideshow.
Gary Wolfel wrote a piece for the Journal Times that he just tweeted out. Good timing. And it talks about he went and asked different Bucks players and coaches their thoughts on Romo and this whole Mavericks thing. Michael Beasley said excitedly, I thought it was awesome. I've been a Cowboys fan forever since birth, Beasley said with a smile. I think Tony Romo was given too much of a hard time during his career, but if you look at where he started and look where he ended as far as potential, nobody could have done what he did. You've got a guy who goes undrafted and goes on to be a franchise quarterback for what, like 13 or 14 years? That's remarkable. I would love for him to have a Super Bowl ring now, but this is kind of a substitution for that. Shout out to Mavericks owner Mark Cuban for allowing this to happen. Okay, fine. So he's a Cowboys fan. Rashad Vaughn says he seems like a cool guy and he's a great quarterback. I like this. Stacey Augman, a former NBA player, obviously, and an assistant coach now for the Bucks. I think it's a great idea. There's no better way to sell your team for his last home game of the season, right? As if he was concerned, the Mavericks' decision to let Romo suit up for a game might set a precedent. Augman said he wasn't. Quote, I'm not too concerned, but I do hope they keep the game true. See, but again,
I agree with everyone.
I don't have a problem with it, but I hope it doesn't get to be a normal thing, because I want the game to be held true.
The game will be fine if they do it, Steve.
I don't believe, and tell me if you disagree, I don't believe there's a better promotion than what they did with Tony Romo. If you were the Bucks and you said, okay, every Saturday night home game next season, we're going to feature a celebrity of some sort. So this night it's Rihanna. This night it's Beyonce. This night it's Barack Obama. This night it's George Bush. This night it's whatever. Yeah. And it's just celebrities all year long, every Saturday night.
Sean Spicer in there.
Whatever. But, I mean, whoever it is, all year long, right? Pick your celebrity.
Yeah, I get your point.
They'd sell out every one of those games. It'd be fun.
Let's see what you think.
Again, as a player, I just don't know, man.
799-1250.
That was three players.
Mark in New Berlin, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mark?
Mark's a player.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Mark?
I've never seen anything so stupid.
Come on, Mark.
Can you imagine Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers wearing a number four jersey with his hairy legs standing at half court?
Yeah.
Sure, I can see that.
Wait.
Tom Brady at a Boston Celtics game.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Wait, he said Rodgers in a four jersey. That wouldn't go over well.
Get a little kid that has stage four cancer or something. Let him sit on the bench with the jersey. Not Tony Romo. I thought he wants to be an announcer. Let him sit with the announcers.
Come on, Mark. They made him do it.
You're gonna see Aaron Rodgers standing out there at midcourt with shorts on and a jersey.
Actually, Aaron Rodgers tweeted out today he would like to do it.
Of course he would.
Thank you.
Everybody would.
Thank you.
Of course Aaron Rodgers would like to. LeRoy would like to. I'm sure Gary would do it. Gilbert would do it. Gilbert Brown. I mean, all these guys would love to do it.
That's brilliant.
Everybody, and the team benefits from it. The only people that you could antagonize and make mad are the players playing.
I don't understand why they would be upset.
But wait a second, LeRoy.
They're not taking their job.
If the Players Association...
Well, it's not about taking their job.
Because in order to make this work...
I don't know what it would be about.
Well, let's just say, Roy, you're in a playoff run, and this week we're going to have Ray Allen come to practice for the whole week.
Yes.
That would not be fantastic.
Yes, it would.
Matt Kinsey's to come to practice.
He's suiting up. He's doing all this. Not Matt Kinsey. Not just coming on the sideline. Now, when
you said putting on a uniform.
Yeah, doing everything this guy did.
Yeah, that wouldn't be
distracted. So you're getting ready to go NFC Championship game.
Yes.
Now, listen,
I want to see
what you said they can't do. Mm-mm. They can't bring back a guy that can still play and is a legend in that town. Mm-mm. Because then you're going to create the
Who are you talking about?
Ray Allen specifically.
Oh, Ray.
You can't bring him back, because then people are going to be like, dude, he's better than Dellavedova. He's better than this dude. I want him back. Do you see how much he can shoot? Don't do that. Don't put your team in that situation.
No.
Put him in a situation where his guys can't threaten.
He said going to the Packers.
Oh, to the Packers. Oh, Ray Allen to the Packers.
Yeah.
But Ray Allen coming back as a former Buck would be horrible.
To the Packers. Say we do it for the Packers.
No, I don't disagree with you. Gary, it would be some of the veterans may not like it.
Because you're trying to be prepared to win a doggone Super Bowl.
And you're trying to be focused. But
you imagine Forrest Gregg getting down with that?
Oh, hell no.
No. No.
But, hell Gary, no. You know what,
Mike
though?
Mike Holmgren wouldn't either. I don't know what Leroy talking about.
You know
Mike,
what?
Yeah, he would.
Not in the middle of a playoff run. No way.
We had guys up there all the time walking through the locker rooms and
we
stuff.
We had guys walking through the locker room, Leroy.
You didn't have
about,
them in pads.
We're talking about in pads pricing with you.
Well, no, that's never happened before.
Right.
But I'm thinking he had guys out there throwing us passes.
Oh, sure, we had that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody ever tried it. I think he would do it because he knew he has the best
no
team.
No way. And I know Mike McCarthy wouldn't do it either. No way, no how.
Mike
in
McCarthy's
the middle of a playoff run?
No way.
You got to be kidding
me. I don't see where it hurts.
I don't care what regular season game it is, McCarthy isn't doing that.
What does it hurt? What impact is it going to have?
But they're not in a playoff run, though. They're just
anywhere. Well, you're talking about distractions, one. And then you're breaking routine.
Nothing distracts me.
And that's,
oh, yeah,
that's,
there's media everywhere. I just told you. It went from eight or nine media members to over 50.
And see, here's the thing.
Steve, we're used to that when you're doing the playoff game.
But here's the thing. It may not distract Leroy, but you got 50-some other guys.
It may somebody else. It might, yeah.
You got 50-some other guys.
Reggie would not have wanted it to happen. Right, Gary?
No, hell no.
Reggie is not ready to do it. No,
Wayne Simmons wouldn't get down with that.
No.
Wayne wouldn't either.
Let's check in with Danny on the Northwest side.
Sean Jones wouldn't get down with that.
No, Sean ain't.
Danny, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Coons ain't doing
what is this guy doing here?
You can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Yes, loud and clear.
Come on, Danny.
This made me think about something that happened. I think it was back in the early 2000s. You all might remember this. To answer the question, I don't mind it. I think if players felt it disrespectful, I could kind of understand that. But I get why the Cowboys did it. I don't have a problem with it. But if you remember,
right.
Master P played for the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah. Sure did. I think so.
I think he had a 10-year contract. Yeah. And he actually played in game because I remember watching.
I think I remember that too.
Yeah.
And he's a rapper. He didn't even come from a sports background. And I don't think anybody had a problem with that. I don't remember hearing backlash about that. So, you know, that's kind of what made me think about that situation, Tony Romo thing.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Thanks for the phone call, buddy.
Yeah. I think it was a preseason game that Master P
played. Don't matter.
Right.
But it was awesome. So, Rami, me and you agree in these two.
But that's
get
that's,
off my lawn type
that's,
guys.
That's my point with this Mavericks game. This amounts to a preseason game. It's an exhibition. It means nothing to anybody on the court.
I think it's awesome.
So why, add another element of entertainment. Sell some more tickets. Who's it hurting?
Nobody.
Nobody.
A great cross promotion.
I think if you're going to do this regularly throughout the season, the Players Association,
it's just a one-off.
The Players Association would have to sign off on it. If you're going to do this like for every Saturday night home game across the league or whatever, you'd have to have the Players Association sign off on
this. If they don't enter the game, there's no liability. Really.
There's no way they'll let them enter the game. But they're on the bench with you during the game. They're introduced with you during the starting lineup. They're in the layup line with you before the game when fans are in the stadium. Yeah. They're in the morning shoot-around. They're in your team meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You have a press conference, apparently, for them. With the coach, like they did with Carlisle, that's a distraction for him. Now he's getting pulled away. There's a lot going on there. In answer to the question that we've been asking all day with the hashtag Buck for a day, who would you like to see suit up for the Bucks for a day like Romo did for the Mavs? Bart Winkler said hashtag Janice, hashtag Buck for a day. I replied back with a fan account and put hashtag blocked.
good job, Steve.
Janice!
Man, he's that.
Good job, Steve.
Landmark tweets at the fan. It's got to be Chuck Freeman as Buck for a day. He's
Chuck
got that,
just can play now.
He's got that mid-range
free.
Game.
They said he was good.
Could teach them a thing or two about rebounding.
Dave from the Lynx, he said that Chuck can play now.
Van Burf tweets.
Hold on. Can Chuck really play?
Yes.
Seriously?
He can play.
Okay. Just asking.
Sure can. Yeah, he used to play. Van Burf tweets at the fan. Burf. Has to be at Sparky Radio, especially we were discussing people at the station. Nick tweets at the fan, says Ray Allen. Chris tweets at the station, I would love to see the Milverine suit up as an honorary Buck.
That would be awesome.
I don't know who that is either.
You know who Milverine
Robbie's
is?
Tried to explain this to me before.
How am I the only one? I've been here shorter time than anybody else. No. Milverine is some dude who walks. He just walks around Milwaukee. I've seen him in my neighborhood a few times.
What does he do?
He kind of looks like Wolverine, and he just walks around with with jeans and no shirt.
No,
I swear to God. Google Milverine.
What color is he, dog?
He's white. White dude.
He white dude. I
ain't Yeah, if a brother doing it, he getting arrested.
I spotted him walking down 3rd Street in Bayview, right? Not too far from my house, man.
There you go. What bar do you live by?
He ain't do that during
winter. What'd you say, Steve?
I'm trying to everywhere.
What'd you say?
He's not doing that during the wintertime.
I don't know.
No.
What you call him, Milverine?
Milverine. Yeah. Google it.
Good old KES tweets at the fan, says, I'm voting for shirtless Clem Dog.
Yeah, Clem Dog did take his shirt off one time.
Yeah, he did.
He said he didn't like the music, y'all.
He sure did.
You should have played that song, Saturday Night Fever. With
right,
John
come
Tavon.
Here. I'll show you. You'll be able to read.
Yeah, let me see. What this
go over there. Leroy, go look at it.
This is a real dude. He's had articles written up about him.
Go look at it, Leroy.
That's Bill Reed right there, man.
Go look at it, Leroy.
And them Levi jeans, too.
Yeah.
That's a real person.
Them ain't Levi, them Wranglers.
That's a real dude. Bill Reed is a real dude. If you're like, if you see Bill Vereen, you're having a good day, man. You're having a good day. That's good luck for you. If you
so people take pictures of that dude?
Yeah, man.
Go get a selfie with him and post.
So he's like a local celebrity?
Yeah. I can't believe I'm the only one here who knows Bill Vereen, dude.
Well, you like all kind of silly stuff like that, don't you, Gary?
No, yes.
That's why he's laughing at death over there. I mean, just him.
I like to have a good time, man. I'm sorry. I like fun.
So you okay with Tony Romo, then? You okay?
Yeah, man. Whatever. Suit up Milverine. I don't care.
I like that high voice.
It doesn't matter. Like who did he hurt? He didn't hurt nobody. If you get distracted by it, that's your fault. You can only get distracted by things you let distract you. I like to have fun.
I think it's a great cross-promotion.
That's why I like Dave and Buster's and Wauwatosa, because I like fun.
Go get my menu.
Yeah, go grab that menu. Actually, she brought it back. Sparky's girlfriend grabbed it and took a look at it. Y'all going to Dave and Buster's tonight? Is that the plan?
Tonight? No, we have to go shopping. Birthday shopping.
Oh, I thought that's what she said. Y'all were going
Billie Jean is going for her birthday tonight.
Oh, happy birthday, Billie Jean.
We like Billie
there
Jean.
Are like, I think Baby Tausch's birthday is today.
No, it's not, is it?
I think so.
Billie show up on Billie Facebook.
Billie birthday
hatched,
is today.
Birthday.
Oh, it's Brendan's birthday today.
Brendan? Brett Favre?
Brendan,
he looks just like Brett Favre.
Brent Schultz's birthday is today?
Yeah.
Okay. Molly from The Mix, it's her birthday today. Our salesperson, Sally, I think it's her birthday today. Yes, I didn't realize this birthday was so popular in this building.
So there's a lot of parents made a lot of mistakes today, huh?
Apparently Milverine
was on a
billboard.
They made it before today. They just gave birth to him today.
Right. Oh, hey, congratulations.
If you're celebrating your birthday, I know a place for you to go. That's Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa, my favorite place in the whole wide world. Flat screens as far as the eye can see. Great food and drinks. Always adding new stuff to the menu. Leroy's taking a look at the menu right now. What's catching your eye today, Leroy?
I'm going to go with I like to try something new.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try what you tried to tell me about. I'm going to try the crispy Nashville-style hot chicken.
What you doing? Hey, be careful, boy.
You okay over there?
I'm going to have it. Hey, stop, boy. What's wrong with you?
It's new, too, so you can try it.
Then you got the D&B Sports Lounge experience with three 161-inch games. Your favorite basketball team is in the playoffs, and there is no better place to watch all the action than Dave & Buster's. Your group can even set up a private viewing party and watch all the pro basketball playoff action. Don't miss your favorite baseball team as well. UFC pay-per-view fights and catch all the pro hockey playoffs with NHL Center Ice. Dave & Buster's is a great place to have your company's special event for groups of any size. You can even do a Dave & Buster's takeover and own the whole place. Leroy's in the process of planning his fifth party at Dave & Buster's.
Actually, it'd be six.
Sixth party at Dave & Buster's.
Do they still have those snow cones? My boy likes those watermelon snow cones.
Yes. And I think they have some that are...
white, too, by the way.
I think they have some that are adult snow cones.
He put some Smirnoff in it.
As well.
And some... I can't read all this stuff. What's some watermelon pucker stuff and some Sprite?
Mm-hmm.
He loves it.
It's so good.
It's like a kid.
How old is he, man? Isn't he like six?
50-something.
Oh, I thought you said your boy. I thought you meant.
Well, he's one of my boys.
You thought little Leroy was
having one of those? I thought you were talking about little Leroy. Like, what the heck is going on here? I thought I was losing my mind.
He was born in Wisconsin.
These are adult snow codes, man. Kids' birthday parties, graduation parties, celebrations, any of any kind. Leave all the planning and details to Dave & Buster's, so all you have to do is have fun with your guest. Call Ben at 414-454-0100 to set up your customized special event today. That's Ben. And the number again, 454-0100. And mark your calendars for the annual golf outing to help raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's June 27th.
We're making a donation of a jersey to that.
At Silver Spring Country Club. Get your group together and sign up today at Dave & Buster's or become a sponsor. Just call for details and eat, drink, play, watch at Dave & Buster's, Wauwatosa, Highway 100.
Mountain of nachos with no guacamole and no sour cream.
Just south of North Avenue.
Hey, did you see this tweet trademark tweeted at the fan?
No, what is it?
What's that?
The Milverine and the Propaganda Station Wagon all in one shot. Did you see this?
No. Oh, no.
Right here. Look at that.
Oh, that's...
That's Milwaukee.
He
in
doesn't.
One shot.
He doesn't drive that thing, does he?
No,
that's not him.
No,
that's somebody else.
Yeah, that's another Milwaukee staple.
Legend.
Yes,
I see that car everywhere.
Oh, that car is everywhere.
I've never seen.
He's got a new one now, though.
America, I apologize.
The propaganda wagon.
Yeah, propaganda.
If you're listening to this anywhere other than Wisconsin, I apologize. We're really not that weird.
What do you mean? Ain't nothing.
I don't want them to think that we got.
Man, this is Milwaukee.
Some guy walking.
These are the things that represent our fine city.
I got friends that listen to it on the app in New York, and I do not. I apologize. I'm sorry.
People believe in Milverine the same way they do Ted Thompson. And we're going to discuss the Packers GM next on the Wendy's Big Show in the Holtz Chevrolet studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.